am pleased to welcome back Bradford Kuncher, who heads up strategic growth at Iodine Software, a healthcare AI company based out of Austin, Texas. Iodine has pioneered a new machine learning approach called cognitive emulation, and most recently launched the Aware CDI suite. Today, Bradford will be discussing how HIM leaders can leverage AI and machine learning to reduce revenue cycle leakage. Hi, Bradford. Great to see you again.
Great to be here again.
All right. To start, can you talk about the problems that Iodine is seeing when it comes to mid-revenue cycle leakage? This is really astounding.
Yeah. So when it comes to the mid-revenue cycle, it's obviously critical that the full clinical picture is reflected in evidence correctly, accurately, with sufficient detail, and then fully represented in the code. Unfortunately, when you really study the technology environment today, it has not been designed to address this holistically across the mid-cycle. And of course, we rely on human beings at every step of the way. And so what we've studied is to uncover where is there actual documentation integrity leakage happening and how does that result in missed revenue. So there's really four major areas that I would articulate where this is happening. Number one, there aren't enough trained clinical staff to go around at most organizations to be able to review every chart every day with sufficient detail. So you end up reviewing the wrong charts and then you end up not reviewing the right charts. So this is a clear missed opportunity. Even when we're pointed to the right case, number two, there's often a decision not to query on something that very well maybe should be queried. When a query is written, number three, that we can see fall offs in both physician response and acceptance rates. And then fourth, which is probably most interesting to this audience, given the HIM leadership and the need between CDI coder collaboration, at the coding step, there can be a lack of clinical competency or poor communication, or the reconciliation between documentation, evidence, and code is not made. Either way, across these four leakage points, we're losing earned revenue, which can significantly impact organizations.
What is truly the magnitude of this leakage? Can you help us better understand that?
Yeah, so our research teams have been studying this for years. And it's a big reason why we launched Aware to be holistically applicant to these problems across the board. So the average 250-bed hospital loses somewhere between $4.5 to $11 million a year. That was from an advisory board study. And so prior to the start of COVID, we were already operating on razor-thin margins. Now in this environment where budgets are frozen, revenue is unpredictable, there's more austerity around budgets than ever before. And so this audience on the line is likely feeling pressure on revenue integrity from CFOs, and CFOs are not going to tolerate missed revenue simply due to inadequate documentation or, we didn't happen to review the right chart at the right time. And so we think that this opportunity is massive and is more salient than ever, given how we need to ensure financial resiliency for the next decade.
All right. So with that being said, can you tell me a little bit about Iodine's cognitive emulation approach and what makes it different from others on the market and how it addresses this challenge?
Yeah. So really at the core of what Iodine is doing and the core intellectual property here that over 500 organizations are now taking advantage of is something we've called cognitive emulation. This is machine learning, AI, cutting edge technology that emulates the way that clinicians and physicians actually think. So you look at what most technology does today, things like computers, but it doesn't think like a clinician. Legacy approaches often leverage simple sets of rules or checklists. They often only consider narrative documentation, for example. All these things can lead to unforeseen errors. At Iodine, we take a very different approach, which again is to emulate the way that a physician might create a differential diagnosis in his or her head. And then being able to be predictive of conditions in such a way that we can better correct documentation and code around this. We're really the only organization at the moment that's capable of quantifying the magnitude of this problem on a granular basis by institution. And we're uniquely equipped to address it. For each of those four leakage points I mentioned earlier, we've developed and deployed solutions that address them. head on. And we call this unified suite Aware CDI, again, powered by this underlying machine learning tech.
Interesting. And how could an HIM leader leverage that Aware CDI suite?
Yeah, so one of the areas, that last point of leakage in particular, I think might be interesting to this group. We built something we call Retrospect. As you know, retrospective reviews are often the last opportunity to resolve documentation and coding issues prior to dropping a final bill. In our research, we found that up to 25% of post-discharge reviews are resulting in meaningful education or code changes that can lead to revenue impact, et cetera. So this final inspection is business critical, and you know, but reviewing all these charts every day, mere mortals aren't able to do this, and most teams are not staffed accordingly. At Iodine, we're really trying to ease that burden on both CDI and coding teams by automatically reviewing every record prior to billing, so that they can know where to spend their time actionably. We have several clients who are actually using this first early version of Retrospect, and the results have been pretty amazing. And just to give you some flavor there, we're seeing early adopters, you know, make meaningful improvements in 30% of cases reviewed that are having legitimate impacts on the final DRG. And so, again, if there's interest in this to learn more, we're happy to go deeper.
Excellent. Well, I know there is something really impactful that you guys are doing, which is going to be really helpful for all of our viewers to know about. So you guys, Iodine is actually going to be sharing an exclusive offer for AHIMA 20 attendees for a custom mid-revenue cycle leakage analysis so that you can really understand how your organization is doing. So to learn more, definitely head over to their virtual booth in the exhibitor showcase, or you can email info@iodinesoftware.com. and just mention AHIMA in the subject line. Thank you so much, Bradford. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.